following this breaking news.
Good morning. Thanks for listening in.
It's going to be nice weather here while the
really big stories on.
You're listening to the Today in San Diego podcast.
Good morning, everybody. It is the weekend. It's Saturday, April 3rd. I'm Marianne Cushy. Easter Sunday tomorrow. The weather, Crystal, has been unbelievable. People are already out and about getting fresh air. So what's it going to look like for the rest of the weekend and through the week?
Yeah, good morning, Marianne. Well, you know, last week it was so warm we were hitting record high temperatures. Not quite as warm for your Easter weekend. You may have noticed that sea breeze coming in. It's really brought the marine layer back. So we're not waking up to a lot of sunshine. We're going to have clouds and some areas of dense fog from the beaches all the way to the inland valleys. That's today and tomorrow for your Easter Sunday. And then afternoon temperatures are seasonal from the coast to the valleys. We'll be in the 70s for the most part. Keep in mind, if you're heading to the beaches, rip currents are going to be strong today. Now, up in the mountains and deserts, we have more sunshine there and temperatures are on the rise. Marianne, I just got back from Palm Springs last night and it was hot and sunny in the desert, no doubt about that. Much different weather here closer to the coast.
Oh my goodness, what a relief to spend Easter Sunday with your kids and your family back here. But it's still kind of beach weather, although, you know, maybe not as many sunbathers out, right? Because it's not going to be as hot at the beaches as it has been, gosh, last week.
Oh, I know. Definitely not as warm. It's kind of that May, gray, June gloom type of setup. So if you wait until lunchtime and then head out, you're going to get more sunshine.
Okay, Crystal, thanks very much. Happy Easter to you and your family. Thanks a lot. And so we've got some other news to tell you about for this Saturday morning. People who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19, you can travel freely now in the U.S. as long as you remain masked up on airplanes, buses, and trains. That's the CDC's latest announcement. So here are the bullet points to tell you about. Fully vaccinated travelers are less likely to get and spread COVID-19. People who are fully vaccinated with an FDA-authorized vaccine can now travel safely within the U.S. Fully vaccinated travelers do not need to get tested before or after travel unless their destination requires it, and they also do not need to self-quarantine. Fully vaccinated travelers should also still follow CDC's recommendations for traveling safely, including wear a mask over your nose and your mouth, stay 6 feet from others, and avoid crowds. Also, don't forget, you still have to wash your hands often or use hand sanitizer. All U.S. airlines still require passengers to wear masks. Also, more people here in our state will be able to get the vaccine soon. Remember, starting April 15th, eligibility opens up to those 16 and older. California on Friday cleared the way for people to attend indoor concerts, theater performances, and NBA games for the first time in more than a year, as the rate of people testing positive for COVID-19 in the state nears a record low. State officials won't require testing or proof of vaccination for some of those events, but they do limit the number of people allowed to attend. Events that do require testing and vaccinations will be allowed to have more paying customers than those who do not. Only people who live in California can attend these live performances. And San Diego's world-famous Casbah is reopening. Local music fans are rejoicing after the news came out that the Casbah was coming back to life. The iconic Kettner Boulevard Club, which has been anchoring the local music scene since 1989 in one iteration or another, plans on opening its doors April 9th. That's according to an announcement. That live music, though, is still on hold for now. But guess what? They might have a DJ. Who knows? What guests may be missing, though, in live music will be more than made up for in food. San Diego's taco superstars from Salud will be heading north and serving up their famous street tacos that helped breathe new life into Barrio Logan. The Casbah says that there would be no cover charge for admission to the club, but there would be a food minimum of $6, which I think won't be hard to do when you taste those tacos. Well, thanks for listening to Today in San Diego. Have a great weekend, happy Easter, and stay safe.
Thank you for listening to Today in San Diego. For more from our team, search NBC San Diego wherever you listen to podcasts. And be sure to give us your feedback by leaving a rating and review.